Lower Kuskokwim and Lower Yukon students can apply now through April 30th at www.ansep.net/apply. Participation is free thanks to generous support from strategic partners like AVCP. Apply today at ansep.net/apply. This message sponsored by the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program.
Hey, Alyssa, are you excited?
Hey, Grady. I am so excited. Talk Line's going to start now.
There it is, folks. Talk Line starts now.
Support for Talk Line is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talk Line is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talk Line may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Welcome to Friday Morning Talk Line Show. Talk Line is a free-form, call-in-driven opinion show about any and all matters. As an option, we do have email on KYUK Talk Line. Please keep email short and sweet as possible. I am your current host as Alyssa Nadine Rogers, and I will be assisted with Grady. We do have our first caller in on this most beautiful Friday morning, Mr. John Nick. Welcome to Talk Line.
Thank you, host. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful,
excellent.
Wonderful.
Boy, it's nice out there, like you said, spring morning.
Mm-hmm. Best time of the year.
Got to look around the skies now, look for birds.
Yep, every day.
Anyway, I'd like to bring something up that I brought up a long time ago. You know, the reindeer here in town are all import from another village. Like, you go buy a steak, it costs about $20. And if you want to get a whole reindeer, I'm not going to say what village. Everybody know where the processing plants are. You have to, it averages about $500 for a whole carcass.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a shareholder, you get half the discount. Now, and then they sell them in the stores, and where they're processing the reindeer, they're doing good over there. I brought this up before. Why not process our own reindeer rather than relying on other villages?
Mm-hmm.
Because a long time ago in the past, they used to have corrals here. Nunapi, Chukasigaluk, and all these outlying villages had a few reindeer that they can herd, and then they can breed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nowadays, them days, the wolves were on a fringe and they were killing a lot of the reindeer, and all they were eating with the heart and the tongue. You know, they were on a frenzy. Them days, hardly any people had any guns, you know, in order to control a wolf population. And nowadays, we have so much edible food for reindeer, like lichen.
Uh-huh.
Lichen. It's all over the tundra. You can start small and work big, and we'd have our own local reindeer processing plant. Maybe ONC and ABCP should get together and talk about this. Because
idea.
We'd make money, and then you can have reindeer without having to pay an outrageous price. You can have it local here, and it'd accumulate a lot of work, too. But other than that, you work. We went through the moose moratorium, right?
Yep.
What's wrong with the reindeer moratorium? It's less effort than trying to control the moose. All you got to do is get a cow and a male and breed it. Work small. Don't think of big right away. You know, let itself expand by itself. And that way we don't have to look for imports to get reindeer meat. We'd have our own. and that cut the price down, and I'm sure that would help the community too, because I don't know nobody who don't like reindeer meat.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of caribou and moose, but we like to have a variety, and that's one of the sellers here. I wish they would look into this possibility. That way it cut down on all the meat price. You go in the store here, a lot of meat are unhealthy for you. They've been processed, artificially processed, you know, where natural are more healthy for you, where they graze. Anyway, we have so much grazing around here, it's going to waste, is what I think. They should think about this ad, you know, what I said. And be sure nice to have one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be definitely a great idea to look into.
Yes, ma'am, it would be, and help everybody else. You don't have to pay an arm and a leg just to get a piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
With that road local.
Uh-huh.
And discounted. One thing about the shareholder prices, if you're not a shareholder, they're outrageously high. If you are a shareholder, you got a quarter or half the percentage you pay for the carcass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of difference in that. So I think that would help the community a lot, too. That's just one of my inputs. I brought that up a long time ago. I wish they'd think it over. Anyway, you guys have a good weekend. You're
yeah,
a good
you
host.
You too. Have a good weekend.
You both are good hosts. And if you're on the river, watch out. I think it's really slushy.
Uh-huh.
And be really careful. You don't want to get stuck out there. And don't drink and drive. And watch pedestrians. Don't splash them. Get a lot of mud and water on the road. Anyway, you have a good day there.
All right, you too.
Thank you
for calling.
Yeah, bye.
All right, we're going to jump right into our next caller, Sophie Swope from ONC. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. So I'm calling as a reminder to everyone that the ONC annual meeting is hosted tomorrow virtually over Zoom. You should have gotten a postcard in the mail to register. If you have not received this and are an ONC member, please give me a call at 543-0501, and I can assist with getting you registered. Today is the last day to cast your ballot. If you haven't turned it in yet, you can hand-deliver your sealed ballot to our office. The polls will be closed at 5 o'clock this afternoon, so be sure to bring them by early today. One other thing, ensure that you register, and as an incentive, there will be door prizes for those who register, as well as for those who have voted. And I really hope to see you all there. Gidikwa, thank you for having me.
All right,
and
thank you.
Everybody enjoy the weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Goodbye. All right, we're going to take in some of our weather here, since it's so beautiful outside.
And while you're getting that, I'll give out the numbers, 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK to those in the know, 543-2756, or toll-free 1-800-995-8954. If you call in on one of those numbers and it rings and rings, call another number.
Thank you, Grady. We would love to hear from you as we are waiting your call. Well, give a little update on this wonderful Friday morning. We have the National Weather Service forecast for today is going to be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s, a variable wind of 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, it's going to be a little cloudy, a slight chance of rain after midnight, lows in the lower to mid-30s with variable wind of 10 miles per hour. For Saturday, we have mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s, with east winds of 15 miles per hour. On Sunday, we have mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s, and east winds from 10 to 20 miles per hour, except northeast 10 to 15 miles an hour along the coast. And for our lower Kuskokwim Valley, today we have mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly cloudy, highs in the 50s with light winds. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the 30s with light winds. And on Saturday, sunny in the morning and then becoming partly cloudy, Highs in the lower 50s to lower 60s with variable winds of 10 miles per hour. And Saturday night, we have mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the 30s with variable winds of 10 miles per hour. Then on Sunday, we have partly sunny, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s with variable winds to 10 miles per hour.
Oh, my word. That sounds like summertime has hit.
I know. It's so exciting.
Now, you have some animals, right?
Yes.
That's what I was going to get to. Right? You're getting right to where I want to get to. But you have dogs, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So with dogs and chickens, I imagine that the melt has made for a greater abundance of life around your home because the chickens can have more room to roam, and the dogs don't have quite so much of a mess to contend with. I'm picking up my messes as we speak. I'm so happy that it's melting. I'm hoping people will call in. There's lots of stuff going on and lots of reason for cautionary concern about the status of the river. I would hope that maybe we would hear from callers up and down the Kuskokwim as well, about some danger spots and some places to... we should avoid the whole thing, but some places to particularly not even dream of treading.
Agreed. Especially with springtime ice fishing these days. We definitely need to be careful of those open areas, and hopefully we'll be getting an update here from making a shout-out to our local Bethel Search and Rescue. If any of you guys would like to call in and give us an update, we'd greatly appreciate it. I still would like to get my hook in the water a little bit longer, if possible.
Speaking of fish, though, I know that was a preliminary kind of listening session that was that we had here on KYUK yesterday, mm-hmm. hosted by three of the groups that do that kind of thing. You want to? You were involved. Did you listen to that?
I did.
And participate. I heard you. Actually, you know what? I heard you participate. I didn't know if it was you or not because, quite honestly, palpable was the emotion in your voice. And I was like, "Is that her?" And it was. It was a impassioned plea. Tell me about that meeting, generally speaking, and what are the next planning stages for the different management groups?
Well,
and I'll be waiting for callers at 543-5985, 543-2756, and 1-800-995-8954.
Or you can email at radio@kyuk.org. Well, the meeting that they had yesterday for the fisheries was an idea of management styles over the past years and looking forward in what possibilities and ideas that people have in moving forward with our new with our management and in ways of improvement, which is great to reach out to the public because we all are a part of these resources. And there's going to be a couple meetings that are going to be coming up. We have the working group meeting, which is hosted by the state of Alaska. It is going to be on, let's see, May 3rd and May 4th, and you are more than welcome to call into that. Go to Alaska Department of Fish and Game Fisheries, and they should have a 1-800 number, or you can call the local Fish and Game office. Let's see. I'm trying to get a phone number standby. Sorry about that. Your Bethel phone number is... we have a caller coming in. Tom from Chilista. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello. How are you doing today?
Very well.
Well, great. Great. Well, I wanted to call, again, Tom from Chilista. My Chubbuck name is Vakla, and I head the Communications and Shareholder Services Department for Chilista. Yesterday was Earth Day, so I wanted to share that with our digital services, where you can get things electronically, like direct deposit or destroy knife newsletter, things like that, shareholders saved over 2 tons of paper the last couple of years. And last year alone, over 190,000 pages of paper So I just wanted to celebrate that with everyone and say a kliana to all the shareholders.
All right. Thank you so much, Uge. Appreciate it. Did you have that website for that or where they can go to get all that information?
Absolutely. You can create a free shareholder account at mychulista.com. And there you can download forms like for direct deposit. You can sign up to get Story Knife electronically. And then the other option is at our website, chulistacorp.com/common form. And that has all the forms there as well, too. So mychulista.com, super easy to use even from your phone. You can update your address without having to call us. So really easy to use 24 hours a day. Or you want to download a form, chulistacorp.com/common form.
Great. And do you have a phone number that we can give you a call at if we don't remember all of this?
You bet. Now, we're still working from home quite a bit, so there's usually only two or three people in the office at a time. But you can give us a call at 275-2801.
Great.
So 275-2801 or mychulista.com. And there you go. Hope everyone has a great weekend.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you calling in today. All right. So our phone numbers to call in, our lines are currently open, 543-5985. Or 543-2756 or 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Well, with today, the LKSD preschool is now accepting applications for 3- and 4-year-olds for the next fall. You can find the application on the LKSD website under Childhood Program. Low-income families are asked to apply because of a grant the preschool receives. You can drop your application off at the district office, or you can email it to jill_hoffman@lksd.org. They do want to say that. Space is currently limited, and they want you guys to apply early.
I'm sorry. It begs the question, how old is your youngest?
My youngest is 3.
Oh, that's at that age almost.
Yep.
Right in that zone. Is it, I don't know if your youngest is a boy or girl.
It's a boy.
Ah, I see. I'm sorry. I'm getting personal asking on air. And then some people, I know that my, I have an 18-year-old and a 20-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And when they were young, we had kind of strict rules about what we did and didn't talk about publicly. So I'm over a boundary that I shouldn't be. But the toddlers this time during the pandemic have had a chance to see more of their parents, I think. Mm-hmm. So I think that the best served by this troubled times that we've had have been the people in their 2 to 6. They don't know from being different or other, and they've had more community from their perspective. Mm-hmm. Their communities have increased and expanded and had more intentional time. I think that's great, honestly.
Yeah.
I do. And while we're filling air, I am curious about there's so much snow on the ground. Does this mean, and am I right in assuming, does this mean the berry season is going to be awesome?
It could be. It definitely could be. It just depends on the way the rest of the spring plays out and depends on how much rain we have. Typically, I've seen over the past, there's specific berries that enjoy more snow or more rain, and the long haul of it, we usually get bigger blueberries.
Well, I do have my eyes, as you notice, on these phone lines because, you know, it's their show. 543-5985. 543-2756 and 1-800-995-8954 is the way to make it so. But it is your show, listeners. Please give us a call so you can get your word out.
Yep, we are definitely a caller-driven, opinionated show about anything and all of our matters. And you are more than likely to call us at 543 543- 5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Usually we get a call from someone telling us about the distribution of some sort of boxes, but isn't there some information there on how people can sign up for that food distribution when it is available?
Yep. Thank you, Grady. For people who need delivery in order to get a box, you can sign up at the Bethel Food Assistance Program Facebook page, and you're more than welcome to come pick up a box for another household who needs one as well.
So we don't know yet if there's boxes this week or when they come in. I know that's subject to freight concerns, but again, Talkline's a great place for us to hear from them. Mm-hmm. And usually about that third part of the show, we'll hear from somebody over there. But I love hearing from first-time callers. Did you hear? Did you get a chance to hear that full ID that is playing now on our station? It has like, well, here. Let me try to make it happen. I'm gonna play an ID that. Has the full thing. Oh, wait, I'm gonna get this caller. Sorry.
All right, so we're waiting for our next caller. Just want to give a shout-out to our local city of Bethel for plowing our roads and keeping our vehicles and our people safe as they continue to drive on the main road instead of the side roads. And hopefully we'll be able to have our dry roads back as the snow is melting on the sides. Great. And we are up and ready for our next caller, John Carter from EEK. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning. This is Michael John Carter. I'm calling from EEK, Alaska.
Morning.
Yes, good morning. I don't have a whole bunch of sayings this morning, but I would like to say good morning to everybody. Alrighty, good morning.
Hey, where are you going? John.
Okay, alrighty. Okay, bye.
How are you doing? Oh, we lost him. It was always good to hear from you, John Carter. And shout out to EEK as well. All right, we're now coming up to our next caller, Sunny from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I hope everyone had their coffee already. I'm just starting on mine. But I'd like to thank each and every one of the elders that I'm serving. They welcome me back with all smiles. And the old job that I had, I'm thankful for ONC. So just hoping everyone had their coffee already, and today is sunny just like me.
Yes, it sure is. How are you enjoying this wonderful morning?
It's going pretty good. I'm just making sure that all the elders are going to get their food today and keep on going till I'm finished delivering to the last tray.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for everything that you do and all the service that you do and taking care of and ensuring that our elders are getting their food trays.
Yes. I did not know till I spoke with one of my coworkers from AC. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing that I'm surely missed there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said that they just missed me there. That's all I know.
Is there a way that we could sign up for the elders program by any chance?
If I'm not mistaken, it's been a while, so I believe it's 65 and older
mm-hmm.
to qualify, and you go to the ONC or request an application that we sign you up, mm-hmm. and once you're signed up onto the meal delivery, we add your name to the delivery list. And what it does is that we provide one meal a day, and it's brought out to your home. We don't have a senior service center at the moment, but once we do get one, we will provide meals there. But until then, we're doing the home delivery.
Okay.
That was a great question. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. All these great and wonderful services that are happening for our community, it's really great to hear about them and see the success in them. So keep it up. Keep going.
Oh, yes. And also, everyone have a safe weekend. There's been talk of people going hunting, and in the Yupik Talk show, they were saying, be careful which way you're shooting. Make sure that there's nobody at the other end, and our houses or facilities. Everything that we were taught when we were young kids being brought up, and if you hadn't heard this for the first time, just be careful which way you're shooting. Oh, one good news. I saw a robin today.
Yay! I was getting excited for robins.
Oh, yes. Well, everyone enjoy the weekend and be safe, everyone. Take care of each other. Be careful of where you're going. Make sure that you got your face mask, social distance, and be safe.
All right. Thank you for calling, Sonny.
You're welcome. Bye.
All righty. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller, Dan Esai from Nikolai. Welcome to the Talk Line Show.
Hello.
Hi.
The ice went out at Nikolai this morning. Wow. There was pretty big chunks and some driftwood in there. Never seen it like that before in my life. So.
Oh, wow. So what time did it?
It's moving fast. Usually it melts out real slow, like one of those tributaries down there. Like, it just melts slow, but this time there's big chunks of ice.
Wow.
And so I don't know.
What did it look like?
It's a white ice, needle ice, and the Alaska Range never melted yet. It looked like it's still cold up there, so the water will probably, it's going to melt fast.
Oh, wow.
If it ever warms up.
What time did it break this morning?
It started last night and then finally broke loose around 7, 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, wow.
I heard cranes, too, so it might be in your part of your neck of the woods pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. About how long does it usually take for it to come down to my neck of the woods?
I have no idea. The Aniak usually goes out first, and then after that, Stony River, and then North Fork ice is the black ice with a lot of drift logs in there.
Oh, wow.
So North Fork is 44 miles downriver from Nikolai.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the South Fork of the Kuskokwim.
Mm-hmm.
And when that North Fork ice, it comes down in big chunks. That's the black ice that you see.
Wow. I will keep an eye out, and I'll take pictures and be sure to send them to you.
I'm on social media on Facebook, so if everybody, I'm going to post some pictures after a while.
Oh, great. Definitely take a look at that.
Okay. Have a good day, and travel safe, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Yep. Later.
Well, that's some great, wonderful news. We're definitely hearing about some ice breakup up in Nikolai. Nikolai is further up on the Kuskokwim headwaters. Said that the ice is moving out. And we need a refill on my coffee. We're going to go ahead to a break. Thank you for calling today.
543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954 gets you in the door on Talkline. And I'm still watching these calls during break. So just because we're not on Talkline right this second doesn't mean I'm not on the phone waiting for your call.
Attention, Bethel ONC members. Ballots will be used to establish quorum for the annual meeting on April 24th, beginning at 11 a.m. Ballots must be signed, sealed, and returned to ONC by mail or by dropping off at the ONC office. Voting closes at 5 p.m. on April 23rd. A message from the Ahkhayut Sagamu Native Council.
Asilram Knitukut Indian Country Me. Tran Hput Ilaputlut Kovitarias Kutmakaplacht Nunamukni Nautlun Saktskum of Knaku, Sali Gaman and General Laskumalugi Nunamdan Nutum Yukkai. Ilakatrin Kakovitarpagas Kutmakapshat. Kovitar Pagaskun Kapun Arnakun Ritoktali Nausur Pagaskut Muluni Spunun Asanuntu. Nasun Rivizari Mountain Huani CDC.gov. Unakingun Kaktokakani Jugunisut Mukjali Native Public Medium.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. And the experience, education, and other benefits you receive can enhance your civilian career and your life. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. This message is sponsored by the Air Force Reserve and aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association at this station.
Cancer can be scary. Healthcare coverage is your partner to ensure you have access to the treatment you need. You are not alone. Contact your local Indian healthcare provider for more information. Visit healthcare.gov or call 1-800-318-2596. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Kovidach pagyeskut makapshu kovid asat takyusutung kapshu lagits nechugnatin maskach pknek. Togam jali maskoos koman ritait maskam kshu kshu malgunik maskagnek atus komait nechtsrit kovidach pagyeskut makap ksailgunun. Nasun revisari gnatin huani cdc.gov unakingulun khtukhakin nechugnisut makjali huakin Native Public Media.
Welcome back to Friday Morning Talkline Show. Up next, we have Teresa from KRITFC. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, thanks so much, Alyssa. Hi,
yeah,
Grady.
No problem.
I just wanted to say thank you for bringing up the Kuskokwim River listening session that we co-hosted with Fish and Wildlife Service and Fish and Game yesterday. And also thank you to KYUK for broadcasting that for everyone on the Cusco and the Yukon. The Intertribal Fish Commission is just really grateful for everyone who called in to talk with fisheries managers on the Cusco about what's been going on in your communities and giving us a lot of really thoughtful feedback about what we should do as managers. So just wanted to say kuyana to everybody who called in from the Cusco and even from the Yukon. Know that we are listening to you and we're taking your comments into consideration. And I also just wanted to say that if you want to continue talking to managers from the Fish Commission, we do have weekly riverwide teleconferences throughout the king salmon fishing season. And this year, those will start on May 17th. So it's every Monday from 10 a.m. to noon. And it's very similar to the listening session last night. You'll just call in and give us updates from your community. You can talk with managers about when the next subsistence harvest opportunity will be. We can answer questions. It's a really great time to just let us know what you're thinking. It's a very direct line of communication. So I can give those call-in numbers now if people want. I know that's still a couple weeks away, so I can call back closer to May 17th with those numbers. But just so folks know that that's coming up, you think I should give the numbers?
Yeah, we'd greatly appreciate getting those numbers if you don't mind.
Sure, yeah. So the toll-free number to call is 833-548-0282. And then the meeting ID is 569-490-3415. And a passcode, if it asks for it is 390-829.
All right. And if is there a location that they could look up these numbers?
Yeah, they'll be on our Facebook, Cusco Salmon, and also on our website, CuscoSalmon.org. There's a section about 2021 fishing info, and the teleconference information is there. So, and I'll be sure to call in closer to May 17th and throughout the fishing season so folks can remember these numbers.
Oh, that'd be great. So is there any other meetings that would be coming up soon?
Well, I heard you mention the working group meeting, and the Intertribal Fish Commission does have a seat at the working group, so we will be there. And that's a great platform for folks from the river and fishers to call in. And I can call in if there are other like public meetings coming in that we'll be a part of, but right now I don't have any to name.
Well, great. Thank you so much for calling in and giving all this great information and updates. Do we have a time frame of a preliminary fisheries discussion item of what they're planning on doing this year?
We're still talking with Fish and Wildlife Service about that, but our hope is that as soon as we have some timelines, we're going to get that information out to the public as soon as possible. We know how important that is, so mm-hmm. We will definitely be letting folks know through Facebook, websites, Delta Discovery, Talkline, any way we can. So if people have a way they'd like to hear that information, it'd be great if they could call in today and let us know, and we can figure out a way to get it out to people on the river, because, yeah, super important to know when it's time to fish.
Do you have a phone number that people can call if they have any questions or comments?
Probably that the teleconference number I gave out is the best time. That's when all of our staff and managers will be there.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Alyssa. Have
yeah,
a great
no
day.
Problem.
Enjoy the sunshine.
Thanks for calling. Yes.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. So you heard it. Cusco Crimson River Intertribal Fish Commission is May 17th on Monday from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. You can get the phone numbers for on Facebook or on their web page.
Hey, Alyssa.
Uh-huh.
Email came in anonymously. An early birthday shout out this morning to Councilwoman Alyssa Leary. Just so you know, happy birthday, Alyssa Leary. It's an anonymous email shout out on Talkline.
Happy birthday. All right. So a quick coffee update. We're going to be having Representative Guerin Tarr on Monday morning. And
I'm a little nervous, because, you know, I'm kind of a loose around the edges type of person. So when I got to interview the representative about a very important matter, she's presenting some legislation to address sexual assault issues in Alaska. So I'm interested in finding out more.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to hear what she's going to be proposing to the legislatives. And you can find more information at KNOM, as they have released a rewrite of Alaska's consent law with speeding up rape kits. So we will be looking forward to hearing that.
Oh, you looked up I'm sorry, I was trying to catch a call, and you looked up the actual body of that legislation that she's proposing. Is that what happened?
Yeah, it was through KNMO who had made a recent release on it.
I see. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get that caller. Callers, when you call in, do give me your name and where you're calling from, because to get you on air, I have to give, even if you're going to be anonymous, you can say anonymous, but you got to tell me either anonymous or your name and where you're calling from and not hang up on me.
All right. Well, we definitely have GCI issues this past week, so I can totally understand. But you can go ahead and give us a call back at 907-543-5985 or 543-2756 or toll free at 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. All right, we're going to go to Dorothy from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I have a question for us indigenous people here in Kuskokwim area and other areas. Why do we have to fight for subsistence rights? I mean, like, we don't have big bank accounts, and you know how expensive things are in our stores around here. Why do we have to keep fighting for our rights for subsistence? That's my question. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Dorothy. All right. Again, the phone numbers are 907-543-5985 or 543-2756, or you can call us at 1-800 number, which is toll-free, 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. As the weather is getting more sunshiny, I'm going to go ahead and read over our today's report. It says it's going to be mostly cloudy, but I'm kind of seeing a little more blue out there than I am seeing clouds. It's going to be highs in the mid-30s with low 40s. And we're going to take a call. We have an anonymous from Upmau. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful day here. Saw two foxes.
Hi, are you there? Did we lose you?
I'm getting busy. Hold on.
Oh, no, we might have lost that call.
Earlier I was telling you that we have some new repeaters. Let me just play this for you and for listeners.
Oh, great.
And it's an full ID, so I can give you the full story here.
You're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska, 91.9 FM in Aniak, KCUK 88.1 FM in Chivak, KWTB 92.3 FM in Lucknuck, 93.3 FM KCEF Chifornik, KHSK Imonic, KUIT Good News Bay, KKWG Kogiganuk, KUZY Nunamikwa, KWNQ Quinnahawk, and KRMR Russian Mission.
So, first-time callers are welcome to call in from any of those new places. And I do have Anna from Bethel, if you'd like to take it.
Good morning, Anna. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning to you. Sunny day.
Yes.
I wish they could put mud and rock together on the roads instead of just a plain mud. That's all I call for. Thank you. Good morning. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Have a good morning. Yeah, we get some gravel up there in those really mucky areas would definitely help out.
When I said gravel it just now, did that make it through the air? Or did you hear me in the other room kind of thing? I can't tell sometimes. I put something down. But yeah, gravel, I mean, that's an opinion. I'm not trying to express opinion, but I would love to see some gravel. That is my opinion. And you know, that previous caller brought up a real good question, you know, that we can't really unpack. But I encourage listeners to definitely, when one listener calls in and poses a question, no matter how deep and complex that be, and you want to weigh in, well, that's what Talkline's for, really, is for that crosstalk. So if you have anything to say about what previous callers have called in and queried about, no matter how broad that subject is, please do not hesitate to call in. 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or radio@kyuk.org, and all those methods you can remain anonymous.
Definitely. Thank you, Grady. I do want to see if anybody from the City of Bethel or Park and Recreation is going to give us an update on that green up cleanup. Definitely one of the best times of the year, funnest times of the year, and where we get to clean up our beautiful community of Bethel. As of Earth Day was yesterday, on April 22nd, 2021. Thank you for our last caller who had reminded us it was Earth Day.
If you haven't gotten your plants out yet, go ahead and get your plants up and ready as the springtime is coming and it's most beautifully warm. They're going to start sprouting like crazy here pretty soon. And to all you gardeners who are out there getting ready to prep your garden beds, we definitely have some sprouting out new growth of planters that are coming out for gardens for all you gardeners.
You know what my idea for cleanup, greenup is, and whoever, I don't think it's ONC or Bethel Community Services Foundation who gets those bags, but I think we should be distributing bags, first one to everybody, and then you can pick them up in certain places. But then we don't pick up the full bags until they're all piled up in front of our homes so that we can have some competition who gets the biggest pile of yellow bags.
There you go. That's another one. One of the things that I do miss is had the 4-H Club, I believe, who used to do the tickets for kids for them to clean up. And they would give out tickets and do a drawing for bikes.
Oh, well, Carrie from Bethel is calling in to talk about the food distribution program.
Great.
So we can talk to her. Carrie, go ahead.
Good morning, Carrie. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Thank you. Just a quick note, I guess. We do have the produce boxes today, so we will have the distribution at 4 o'clock on Second Road Housing by Alaska Housing Office, the maintenance building.
And is that next to that church on that Second Road?
It is, yes.
Okay. For folks that are trying to figure out where that place is, that is on Housing. It's near the schools, right? And it's going to be the first turn by where the big water tanks are, and it's going to be the next left as you pass the Ayashpik roads, correct?
That is correct. And then we do ask people not to clutter the roads where people need to get in and out of their homes, just so that way they have access to get in and out of there.
Great, great, great points. Is there a phone number that folks can call you at if they have any questions or if they need better directions?
Yes, the phone number to call would be
545-5043. All right, if you guys need produce boxes, give Carrie a call at 545-5043. We'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for all the help that you are doing to our community, and keep it up. We're really, really excited for these type of programs to be happening.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too. Have a great and wonderful weekend.
We did get an email during that last call that came in, and it's an anonymous one. And I just want to, you know, I failed. I failed at giving you some detail as to why Diane's gone. It's just planning meetings for the you know, her regular 9-to-5 gig.
Mm-hmm.
She had just recently, as the emailer mentions in their anonymous email, having tuned in a bit late, they were wondering if Diane was okay. It wasn't long ago that Diane had mentioned on air that she never missed a Talkline show in a great deal of time. And what she meant was is barring those minor exceptions for, you know, these sometimes being a teacher in planning sessions or the class, you know, sometimes there's some conflicts, but it's few and far between in something like 10 years. I shouldn't be held to the details on this one, but she did mention that a while back, and this emailer was impressed by that and now wondering where Diane is. 2 weeks, just this week and next week, she's going to be engaged in some UAF endeavors. But she's always engaged in those endeavors as well,
yeah.
But otherwise engaged. That's the story. I'm sticking to it.
All righty. And we definitely want to give Diane a shout-out if she's listening. We're missing hear you here at KYUK Talkline Show. All right. Let's see if we can get any callers from Bethel Search and Rescue. If we can get an update on the river now that we heard from Dan Esai, the ice is out in Nikolai as of 7 a.m. He said it's fast-moving, big rolling chunks that are coming through, white ice, needle ice, and that our logs, folks who love logging and going picking up logs, are definitely going to be coming in. So I'm really excited to get that firewood and this year. He was talking about black ice, which comes from the North Fork, and that's the one that holds all of our big, big logs that come down. All right, let's go to our caller, Victoria from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. I just wanted to know that it's still Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And all those people who were sexually assaulted, please do not be afraid to come forward. And please do not allow anyone to victim shame you. Do not allow anyone to say, well, just because you were drinking, you shouldn't have been drinking. No. Alcohol does not cause rape. Alcohol should not cause rape. Just because you are a woman and you are drunk and you are sexually assaulted does not mean that you should not have been drinking. And I want women of Bethel in rural Alaska, in the villages, just because you were drunk does not give them the right to sexually assault you. Stick up for your rights. This is 2021. As you can see, women are still fighting for their rights. Please, please stick up for yourselves. Don't be afraid to come out and say, I am a victim. Ignore the shamers. Just keep going. And don't forget, everybody, it's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Wear teal. Teal is the awareness month. And I want to say that the girls who did come forward and continue, thank you so much. You are making other women brave and strong. And I wanted to say that today. Don't forget, we didn't forget about you. This is a very important thing, and nobody should ever forget about it. And don't ever let anybody tell you just because you were drunk means it's okay. It's not okay. Alcohol does not cause rape. A sick person who rapes people, that is the cause of rape. That sick person, not you. Do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed for coming forward and saying that you were a victim of sexual assault. Thank you so much. Everybody, please be safe out there and have a good April. Bye.
All right. Thank you for calling, Victoria. Yes. She does bring up a really great point.
Yeah, and the balance on this issue is clearly on the wrong side. You know, we talk, well, again, getting into the realm of opinion, but, you know, as we're in the month of sexual assault awareness, you know, even in the month of awareness, we talk about the victim side, and we need to be talking about perpetrators. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's who, I mean, if you want to know about awareness and wearing teal, let's get some teal paint and digress, call.
Yep, and a little bit about the information, if you would like to call in. We actually have Susan from Bethel. Thank you for calling KYUK.
Yeah, hi, good morning. I want to appreciate ONC for doing that opening thing yesterday evening about the Donlin Gold permit process. And they showed a video about what gold mining does. And I thought it would be about third world countries, but they covered extensively Canada and stuff in the lower 48. And, you know, you'd think those countries would have stricter guidelines, as they do, but the hazards do happen. So I really appreciate that. And the call-in the radio did yesterday, too, to get people to call in about the fishing issues. I think the open dialogues are so important. And the lady that called earlier about why do I have to fight about subsistence, that's a really good point. Mm-hmm. It's just an ongoing battle. And as long as people stay strong and the tribes stay strong and all that, it shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is. And you got, I'm a non-native, but you got my support in subsistence over all anything else that comes through here as far as resources. I call in, you know, I used to get frustrated when people keep calling about the same issues, but now I'm one of them. I call every time I can to promote the vaccination. It's so important to get it done. YKHC has a website with a dashboard, and it shows the percentages of eligible people that have gotten their vaccine, and they update that weekly. And Bethel's been stuck under 70%. It's been stuck there. People need to get vaccinated. It also shows that now we have some cases in Bethel again of COVID. And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but the truth will set you free, and we need to stay informed on this stuff. And any cases you have now probably is preventable if they had the vaccine. I know that some people with the vaccine may get sick, but not as sick as before, you know, because it says 95% effective. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a 5% that maybe get it. But by and large, the numbers you see now statewide and in the region are people that didn't get vaccinated, and they're probably saying, well, I was thinking about getting the shot, but, you know, thinking about it doesn't get it done. Or they might be saying, well, I didn't think you could catch it again. You know, the news is out there that, yes, you can catch the virus again, especially those new variants that are out. So I call every week like a broken record to promote the vaccine. But I did want to thank the things that happened this past week to keep people informed and aware about keeping subsistence overall, any other natural resources that are looked at out here. Mm-hmm. You know, Alaska, as far as oil and lumber and mining, it comes out of rural Alaska where most of the population lives in urban Alaska on the road system. So we're already outnumbered as far as who's on our side. But so keep the fight going, and you got my support on that. Okay, thank you, and have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, thank you for calling. And, Susan, you can continue to call us every single Friday. We are here for you. To call in line, it is 907-543-5985 or 543-2756, or you can call us in a toll-free number at 1-800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
And listeners who couldn't hear you just then, was my fault, just so we're... as everyone knows, I had your mic too low. And Susan, I look forward to your call every single Friday.
All right. I'll go ahead and give those phone numbers again. Oh, we have John Nick.
I listened to Susan Taylor about the vaccine shots, and everybody should get one. I got mine, I'm all done. There's nothing wrong with it. It makes your life more, that much more careful on the sicknesses that's going around now. And somebody with me and a friend of mine were talking about it, and he said, we both had our shots, and he said, well, we're just a bunch of guinea pigs, I guess. And you know what I said?
Hello? What did you say?
I said, better to be a live guinea pig than a dead one. Bye.
All right, John. Thank you for calling. All right, we're going to go ahead and go into our second break. I'm going to get a little more refill here on my coffee. And our phone numbers to call into the KYUK talk line, as we are still monitoring our lines, it is 907-543-5985 or 907-543-2756. Or you can call us on the toll-free number at 1-800-995-8954. All of our lines are currently open. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
There is good news across Indian country. Our elders and relatives are getting vaccinated to protect their communities and to remain resilient Indigenous peoples. Are you a part of the Vaccination Nation? The COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective in protecting you and others. Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov. This message is brought to you by this station and Native Public Media.
Awatam takan khakat salichallah katnaulkhakat kuikpim kuskukfim suawatini tamagmak akhchakalagaruk. Tanlin goldam salichut kai nunat salak suku nuna akkirchungalrit lu nunami chali jingumaluku nunam tninrang naksarak nunamuk. Nasnrit nakhlit makunuk salan kuitautuani. Tanlingold.com.
Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program amilit lahtut unatstungatoluki chali lutung. Смахтсын бин натулгаан билхутгалутун чигумастгалутун чаллаамхнилисингалгаан каку ансап стем карьер эксплорашн накун мидл скул алрит чуксиги канигиунгоо чаллаапани сайенс технологи инжиниринг мэтамилу лаптоп компьютер аник интернет дам клубимацикутлит наорат иллайтлу Kuskokfim waalirinraani kuihbim su waalirinraani litnaawat imiri yugngaut huani huatung mirvik rinra yuinak kulmuk chipllukut kiilluku huani www.ansep.net/apply. Akiiliriyagaituk ilaagaut lkuyanak lutung zalilhutput ilakluku AVCPir. Imiri unnaamuk huani ansep.net/apply. Unakingunangtuk ukunik Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program. Bethel Native Corporation shareholder ani BNC annual meeting achtsikut makinak kayangut anutit attautsimi chalimaih pak computer atkun koyukhtsikut. BNC in proxy jibiugai koyukhpailgumang. Chuchukhtikngaitut koyukhuskunang taumuk tuyukakhkaugan proxy in khwallu computer akun toyukhtukuhwani bncvote.com. Proxit akuhtu mahkaukutung mirvik 30:05 PM maami naakum mahkaukunung. BNC mpiugai proxy jihwanihwa koyukhpailgumung 2021 virtual annual meeting aami. Unakingulung khtukhwakan Bethel Native Corporation.
I'm Aaron Tuyuk of Point Hope, and I chose Alaska Pacific University. Attending Alaska's only tribally controlled Alaska Native serving four-year university, my education references both my cultural heritage and competitive industry knowledge. I feel prepared for a real career and empowered to join conversations about my community's future. APU offers 30-degree programs on campus and online, and scholarships allow college to be a choice for anyone, anywhere. Learn more at alaskapacific.edu.
To Friday Morning Talkline Show is a free-form, caller-driven opinion show about any and all matters. We're going to go to our next caller, Bertha from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. This is Bertha Nagazia calling. I wanted to encourage many. I don't know if this makes any difference, but it does a whole lot to me. Awake your Holy Spirit. Begin your day with a prayer. Pray for Jesus and the holy angels and God above. And when we make our, when we get a text from subsistence hunting, we need to take good care of it and pray to God, saying thank you for what is provided. And when it is cooked, we say our prayers and ask God to receive it. We need to pray for one another, to encourage one another, reading the Bible and taking care of one another by prayers and letting God know that we are, the reason why we are here on earth is a purpose to worship and praise Jesus and God in heaven, and pray for the holy angels and God, and ask for forgiveness. Forgive ourselves and one another. May we forgive ourselves, and no matter what situation we go through, we give God the worship and praise and give him recognition. because it is important. Time is limited. And if Jesus knows that we go through many different things, but we have to always pray every day through everything that we experience and what we go through in our life, asking permission. I wanted to mention that. I haven't heard anybody mention it. If nobody is, I would like to be the one to mention that for him. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Hallelujah. Malachtiqaqa Jesus umikun Ashif maya tiqanga Ayyati qanga nunakman pakmavet. Hallelujah, malachtiqaqa Jesus. Hi. Remember to start your day with a prayer. Everybody needs a prayer. We pray for Jesus and the holy angels and God first, then the people and ourselves. It's very important.
Guyana, Bertha.
Thank you, Bertha,
too. Thank you so much.
You know, I just, Alyssa, I'm sorry to have you in the hot seat there. To give listeners and Bertha, who's still on the line, actually, just I potted her down a little bit, so she can still hear us. I just want to let listeners know and everyone know that the talk line is an open forum for us to talk about all kinds of stuff. But there are some kind of guidelines as far as what we will call proselytizing, and it's when we get out of the realm of where we talk about our own experience and what we, you know, experience and acknowledge as our reality, and what we tell others to do in the realm of religious space and that type of thing. So as we honor everyone's tradition and as we honor everyone's path and everyone's journey and also honor everyone's practice, we also honor everyone's peace relative to being told what to do. So there's that fine line, and I think we just had to kind of express that we kind of crossed it there. We do honor and respect your opinions, and it does need to be said to some extent. Center yourself and get to your faith-based space if that's where you're called.
Right, thank you, Grady. I do want to bring up the city's website. There was a recent special that came out, and KYUK was broadcasting it for the sexual assault response team. And the questions of it were, what is sexual assault and why are the rates so high in the YK Delta? How can we prevent sexual assault as individuals and as community? And Learning Together, it was aired on April 20th at 6:30 p.m., and it's currently on the Bethel City's website.
City of Bethel website. And, yeah, I can attest to the fact that sitting here, you know, you're airing public service things, and you can get kind of calloused to the presentation of such matters. I'll have to say, the information presented in the presentation was concise and accurate and broad, and the presenters chosen, the police and the medical representative, as well as the people from TWC, all were just very intimately engaged in our pressing community concern, and that is worth a listen. I would encourage anyone to go to it. I also encourage people to pay attention, special attention, to the tail end of it, where there's some very tractionable remarks as to how people can set boundaries, healthy boundaries, in their own relationships. Because that's where the foundation really is in the boundaries between us, between all of our engagements. Sorry.
And no, you're fine. Thank you, Grady. And for those of you who would like to report sexual assaults or at least need more information and resources about sexual assaults, you can call 907-586-3650. And there's also a sexual assault hotline that you can call at 1-800-656-4673. Again, that's 1-800-656-HOPE. I just want to make sure that we let people know that they have resources out there. Again, we'll go ahead and we have our old lines that are currently open. You can give us a call at 907-543-5985. That is, again, 907-543-5985 or KYUK. Another number to call is 907-543-2756. or the toll-free number at 1-800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Now we can see, Grady, do we have any emails that came through yet?
Good question. It is worth review. Well, emails come in all the time, but is there one for coffee? Is Talkline? Email to be read on Talkline. Did you see it? Were you baiting me? Was that a buried lead? I don't know, but here it is. Good morning. Please announce that the Kuskokwim Ice Classic is taking guesses now for the regular Ice Classic, and Minute Madness opens at 5 p.m. today. Regular Ice Classic guesses can be purchased at 545-8483 or by visiting iceclassic.org. Minute Madness is by phone, 545-8483, or in person at the Shack from 5 to 6:30 p.m. And all questions can be answered by dialing 545-8483 or, like I said before, visit that website, iceclassic.org. You can also go to the Kuskokwim Ice Classic Facebook page. That's from Michelle DeWitt. She didn't say to say it anonymously, so her energy was mine as I passed it on to you.
Thank you, Grady. Yeah, I just couldn't see any of the emails that were coming through on this end, so I had to check in with you.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today and remind listeners that Diane McEachern will be back with us, not next week, but the following, and it's nothing of concern. She's just taking care of regular business. It's cool. Mm-hmm. And thank you for joining us on what was kind of last-minute notice. I think I got a hold of you a couple days before.
Yeah, well, thank you. I greatly appreciate it, Grady. All right. Callers, you can give us a call. Our lines are currently open, 543-5985. Or 543-2756, or you can call the 1-800 number at 1-800-995-8954, or you can send us emails at radio@kyuk.org.
Where's Chico from GVAC? He should be calling in. And there's a few of those regular callers, and you call in, and I want to hear from Nuna Mikwa. Or from Kong and Quig. They just came back online after being offline for some time. So if you're in any of those places, give us a first-time caller, long-time listener, or a renewed listener, first-time caller, call-out, shout-out, please.
Yeah, and then send us some bird updates if you guys are seeing birds or how your weather is doing or even if you still have snow out there.
No, you really hit on it right there. Birds, because we've had two callers mention it, and then on passing in my other endeavors yesterday and today, I've had two other bird comments, and all of them, plus on Facebook, I saw that picture of the geese over here in Dull Lake or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that is the story. Come on, callers. Look up into the sky and tell us the birds you saw yesterday, today, tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes. Every time we drive by, it's keeping my eyes to the sky instead of the road at sometimes. It's really exciting. I saw my first seagull yesterday, and I was really excited. I was like, oh, fish are coming. Yep. Keeping eyes in the skies. All right. For the YKHC COVID website, you can go ahead and get all of your latest COVID updates and information about the vaccine at the kyuk.org COVID-19 dashboard. And if you need phone updates, you can go ahead and give them a call, as they would be more than happy to hear from you if you had any questions in regards to the vaccine. There is a link on the YKHC website where there is vaccine information and your options and the type of options and further information. And if you need assistance in signing up or you just don't have the internet to look up the vaccine information, you can give them a call at 1-800-478-6599. Again, that phone number is 1-800-478-6599 to receive help on information or applying for the COVID-19 vaccine. All right. Our lines are still currently open.
You're wide open.
Wide open.
Wait, come on. 543-5985, 543-2756, or 1-800-995-8954. I'm going to give them out again because as we just were shouting out to first-time callers, long-time listeners, or people in these newer places where we're heard, 1-800-995-8954. 1-800-KYUK-54. And that email address is radio@kyuk.org.
All right. Thank you. Well, a few things that we can discuss is what we were waiting for and exciting. Everyone's excited about birds. There should be some bird groups coming up here doing bird walks. It should be pretty exciting since it is an outdoor event, probably on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I don't know quite the times yet, but they're probably going to be in the morning. I know there was one in the afternoon on Saturday for about 2 hours where you'd walk around certain sections of town looking at birds, identifying birds, and if you had any questions, they had booklets and all kinds of good stuff. So if you are interested in bird watching, go ahead and give me a call, and we'll get you that information as soon as possible. Bird enthusiasts. Birds are coming back. It's exciting. Summer's here. Summer's coming. Spring is here. Fish are on their way. Ice is headed out. News on the Delta.
I have my youngest daughter, who's just become an adult. She's coming to stay for maybe 3 weeks in June and has not visited rural Alaska, or Alaska indeed. And so I'm thinking about what to do during that time, and I'm hoping that I don't know when that lands. That's before one set of berries and right at the beginning of another.
Yeah, that's a really great question in regards to berries. I believe that the berries would be, typically raspberries would be starting around that time in the trees, around the tree line area. There's a great batch of berries out on Airport Island. All right, we're going to go to our caller, Eugene from Chivac. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I just want to say good morning to everybody in the Kuskokwim, and I enjoy you guys' talk show.
We enjoy you calling in.
I'm calling from Chivac.
All right. How's the weather up there?
It's beautiful.
Oh, wow. You guys.
And a lot of snow.
Still super lots of snow. How's your birds? Are you seeing any birds up there yet?
No, not yet. They haven't been here yet.
Oh. How about your rabbits? But, you guys get rabbits up there?
What's that?
Rabbits.
No rabbits. We got to go out a little further out to check.
Oh. Do you guys go ice fishing out there?
Yeah, they do. They should be maybe smelts.
Oh, wow. Is it the typical time of the year this year where you guys go smelt fishing?
What did you just say?
Is this about the time of the year you guys start going smelt fishing?
Yeah, usually to the mouth of Nanakoka River.
Wow. Then can't remember the last time I went ice fishing for smelts out in Hooper Bay. I think it was tomcods as well, too. Do you guys get tomcods?
Yeah, they got tomcods. They got smelts.
Best time of the year. All righty. Well, thank you so much for giving us a call, Eugene. It was good to hear your voice. We enjoy your calling in.
Yeah, okay. You guys have a beautiful day.
All right, you too. We're going to go to our next caller, Dave from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We made it through the winter. I want to thank ONC, everybody that's helped me through the winter. I've been hunkered down for a long time. And I want to thank all those people that did so much to help us win this war against V-19. I'd like to encourage the children to plant a tree or plant a flower. It doesn't take many to make a difference. When World War II started, I was a teenager, and everybody grew a victory garden, and we could do the same thing here in Bethel. We could plant a flower in a park. We could recycle like we did during World War II. We're going to beat this war on V-19 if we stick together and work together as one people like we did during World War II. Then I was drafted and served my country. And everybody participated. That's how you win a war on anything. I thank you for giving me this time to speak to the people of Bethel. We stick together. United we stand, divided we fall. Thank you very much. I don't want to run over my time.
Oh,
good
no.
day, and thank you. And last thing, my sister called me. She's in her 90s also. And she has a new meaning for ASAP. It means always say a prayer and praise for another day. Thank you. Good day. And bless all of you.
Thank you, Dave, for calling in. That was great to hear from him. So he's brought up a really great point about planting and bringing up stuff since it is springtime. It must be that time of the year where we're going to start getting our garden seeds up and ready, getting our flower beds ready, getting our garden beds ready.
Now, not that you missed the point, because you didn't, but the deeper point he makes, though, is that, I mean, if we just all plant solutions, we solve our problems. And the Victory Garden was an excellent example of a country, of us coming together on one kind of common kind of solution-based idea. And wouldn't it be great if everybody planted a Victory Garden in their front yard?
That'd
everybody.
Be great.
Everybody. I would be sharing my beans with someone's potatoes. I mean,
the possibilities.
I share that last caller's angst with how easy it would be for everyone to grow lots and lots of stuff, and for there to be flowers or food, it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, that being Earth Day yesterday, it's a great point to bring up. Well, the lines are open. You can give us a call at 543-5985 or 543-2756 or the toll-free number at 1-800-995-8954 or email us at radio@kyuk.org.
There's just time for one more caller, so get in the door.
On this most beautiful and wonderful Friday morning. And we got our caller, Sam from Bethel. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, people.
Morning.
Just to give a reminder to all the village hunters and Bethel hunters, maybe it's the time to start wearing your float coats underneath you, your gear.
Oh, Sam, are you there?
Yeah, I was going to turn my radio down. I was hearing myself. Hold on. Yep. Okay. And it's that time of the year to wear your flow coats. You know, if when we're searching, we always wear ours underneath our gear. You know, in the winter, no matter where we go, especially on the Kuskokwim and the side rivers now are just filling up. I've never heard of Nikolai moving out before anybody, so I think we're in for some water. Maybe those villagers got to listen to what that man said, but get ready for some water. And I think it's going to melt pretty fast. They're predicting hot weather in McGrath at 60 degrees above.
Wow.
Yeah, so it'll melt really fast. And what other thing is there? Don't forget to bring your reindeer. It'll rain anytime, when you're out there on the tundra. It's no fun to get wet.
Yes.
And be safe when you're traveling with your kids and hunting. Watch your guns. That's about all I got. Be safe out there.
All right, Sam. Thanks for calling. Hey, by the way, with all that breakup in Nikolai and all the water that we're expecting to come down, are we expecting a pretty nice looking flood there this year?
I would, if it keeps up the warm temperatures, I would think so. Pretty high water.
All right.
There's a lot of snow. I know my boy lives in McGrath, said they're out in the woods. You get off your machine and you sink to your ribs, you know. So that's like 6 feet plus melting all at once. All over the country up there.
Wow, that sounds like it's coming down quick.
Yeah, so I hope it cools off at night to slow it down some so some villages don't get hit hard. Yeah, so Hackett got smacked pretty hard last year. They eroded their bank really, really hard. Yeah. All right, then. Thank you for being on the radio.
All right, thank you so much, Sam. We're going to go to our next caller, Noonop. You're on talk line.
Thank you so much. I hope to take just up to less than 5 minutes of your time, my time. I have no time to waste subsistence on the way for us Eskimos. Anyhow, simply need to not impress, express, tell everyone who's in the world of work, I despise answering machines, especially the built-in ones, the long ones. Anyhow, doing business on my own for myself and otherwise, you and I and dog named Sue, whoever, I mean, your pet. I don't have a pet. Anyhow, when in an office, anyone on a salary, net pay, making however much an hour and possession title, computers in front, a cell phone in their purse, in their pocket, if I see anyone wasting their pretending to work and we're not playing hide and seek, we have a witness, which is our creator, Charlie of the Samia in control, meaning our creator in control. So I needed to truly get it off my chest. Right now, this split seconds, whoever is in the office or outside the office, doing business, working, you name it, pounding nails on top of the rooftop, you name it. Pay attention to whatever you're doing and do not pretend to be working. So that's it. That's all I needed to, especially in the hospitals. Doctors, nurses, you name it, standing around They take forever. I mean, they're just standing there, and they're chitty-chatting and laughing and but crying out loud. Especially when they're patients waiting in line or online, emailing, you name it. This world is full of it. We are in a roller coaster.
Yeah, thank you. I totally understand, and I can totally relate to your frustration. We're out.